Well, as we're mentioning on Rutland and Stanford Sounds, just before 8:30 this morning, the first Osprey was sighted on the webcam at Manton Bay. As we hear now from Linden Visitor Centre, Matt Scase is there. What an amazing start to the day for you, Matt.
Yes, it was certainly a wonderful start this morning. When we turned up this morning, we had our Osprey volunteers down in Wade Scrape Hyde, and we got the message, Osprey has landed on the nest. And it was just that moment of sheer jubilation as we realised that the Osprey season has truly started.
Now, tell us about 2510, because she's not the normal resident of that nest.
No, so 2510 is an Osprey that's got her own established nest around Rutland, but not on the Manton Bay nest. And she's always maybe one of the first Osprey to return to Rutland. And this isn't the first time she's landed on the Manton Bay nest before any of our normal residents here.
So, yes, back in 2023, she arrived back and then Myra arrived and said, you know, this is mine. Find your own nest.
Yes, that was an interesting moment for us all because she'd actually mated with the resident male, 3311, and it was Myra that came back and decided that she was not going to put up with that. And yes, it was her nest.
Now, we remember last year that Myra wasn't very well. She's getting on in years. She's given birth to many chicks, but you're still hopeful of a return for Rutland's most famous female Osprey.
Yes, absolutely. You know, as the season progressed, you know, we were seeing less and less of that illness that initially was in her. And when she left migration, you know, we were hopeful that she would return this year. It's not unusual for Ospreys to live into their 20s. We know they can do. So Myra would be 18 this year. So it's not beyond the realms of possibility that she will return, and we will certainly keep watching out for her.
And obviously 3311, they don't come back together, do they? They don't come back as a couple.
No, they've spent the whole of winter apart. They'll go on migration in separate ways. So for him as well, we'll be waiting and watching the sky to see if he returns at some point.
So a real kind of start for the season for you, and also a big celebration of the fact you've been fundraising to support the Osprey project, and you've made £25,000 too.
Yes, we're really thankful for everybody who's donated, and it's really great to see just how enthusiastic everybody is for the work that we do down here and for the Osprey as a whole.
So do you expect to see an influx of visitors today at Linden? You're open till 5 o'clock, aren't you, 7 days a week now?
Yes, we're open 7 days a week, 5 o'clock. We'll have our volunteers down in Wade Scrape Hyde as well. So if you want to find out more about Ospreys or just come out onto the reserve, then it's definitely worth a visit. The sun's shining as we speak, so it's a lovely day so far.
Wonderful. Matt Scase from the Linden Visitor Centre, thanks very much for joining us on Rutland and Stanford Sound on this exciting day. We should also just mention that last year, actually, Myra was the first back on the 12th of March. So 25:10 is only a day later than that. So still very early in the season.
Yes, very much so. Yes.